Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. There was celebrating amongst the Milwaukee Brewers last night after they beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-2 to gain a spot in the National League Championship Series. Niger Morgan, who refers to himself as Tony Push, knocked in the winning run in the 10th inning. Later on in the evening, pitcher Chris Carpenter of the St. Louis Cardinals baffled the Philadelphia Phillies for 9 innings, beating them 1-0 and securing for St. Louis the second spot in the NLCS. ESPN's Tim Kirkchen was among the unsurprised when St. Louis knocked off the favored Phils.
Do not ever underestimate a Tony La Russa team. Do not ever look past a team that has Albert Pujols on it, not to mention Lance Berkman and now a suddenly kind of healthy Matt Holliday. So they have a very interesting club there, but I think they have fought so hard to get here, and their bullpen is not very good and kind of worn out. We'll see if they can make it through. My guess is they're not going to get to the World Series.
On Thursday night, the Detroit Tigers advanced to the American League Championship Series by outlasting the Yankees in Game 5 of the American League Division Series in New York, an achievement that Tigers manager Jim Leyland found gratifying.
The Yankees are so good that I'd be lying if I said it didn't give me a little extra satisfaction to be able to do it here in the fifth game, and I don't mean that disrespectfully, I mean that respectfully.
Did having to go the distance in that series against the Yankees wear out the Tigers? Michael Rosenberg, who's been covering the team for the Detroit Free Press, thinks we may begin to learn the answer to that question tonight when the Tigers send out their 24-game winner, Justin Verlander, to face the Texas Rangers.
The big thing to me is going to be in tonight's Game 1, are we going to see the dominant Verlander we saw this summer, or are we going to see someone who's just a shade shy of dominant? My sense of it is that he's got those playoff jitters and the ability to channel his adrenaline, he's figured that out, and that he's really going to have a great opening game, and that would be huge for the Tigers, obviously.
It has been a dandy couple of months to be a sports fan in Detroit. The Tigers are poised on the brink of the World Series, and the Lions seem to be casting off their reputation as the laughingstock of the National Football League. Rosenberg has been writing about the local teams for a dozen years, and he's never seen anything like it.
We've actually canceled winter in the state of Michigan this year. We're just going to have summer year-round. People are very excited. The Lions in particular, I mean, it's been 10 years of just being non-competitive, just being awful. And here they are 3 years removed from an 0-16 season. They're 4-0 with the Bears coming in for Monday Night Football, and this is about as good as I've ever seen all Detroit teams at one time since I've been here.
The Texas Rangers will be trying to put all the pressure to delight Detroit fans on the Lions by beating the Tigers. The Rangers are the only team that earned some breathing room before the league championship series could begin. According to Richard Durrett, who's been covering Texas for ESPNDallas.com, dispatching Tampa Bay with relative ease should work in the Rangers' favor.
I think it's got to help Texas. Not only did they get a little time off, but then they got to stay at home. The team wondered if they were going to have to get up Friday morning and get on a plane to go to New York, and they waited around late on Thursday night before finding out that, no, they'd be able to stay at home for yet another day. So I think that has to help batteries recharge. Anybody that's got some nicks and bruises, and that's everybody this time of year, gets a chance to get a little bit of a break.
That advantage notwithstanding, Durrett feels Texas and Detroit are evenly matched.
You're talking about two of the best offenses, two of the best pitching staffs in the American League, two of the more balanced teams in that league. I think most folks will tell you, me included, that they expect a long series, a 6 or 7 game series here. Rangers have the home field, which can be a very big deal in a close series like this. And they've also proven in their American League Division Series that they can win close games.
According to ESPN's Tim Kirkchen, we can anticipate a worthy semifinal on the American League side, despite the absence of the usual suspects. Mr. The Yankees Are Still the Yankees himself predicts an excellent show.
No Yankees, no Red Sox in the league championship series. Trust me, Bill, no problem here. There's star power everywhere on these two teams.
The Tigers and Rangers will open their series in Texas tonight. Tomorrow, the NLCS will begin when the Brewers host the St. Louis Cardinals in Milwaukee.